Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Received with infinite love and great attitude. It's a new day. It's a new moment. It's a new week. It's a new life. It's a new you. And in this moment, we have the opportunity to be different, to choose different, to think a different thought, to know who we really are and live from that place. Because everything that we're going through and growing through, it's supporting us to get clear about what we are looking for. But the question is, what are you looking with? That's the question.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Now, if that is not living a balanced life, I don't know what is. Carly Jackson reminding us of who and what we are. And the theme for the month, this is the last day of the month, and the theme is living a balanced life. And we're wrapping up the show with a wonderful question. What are you looking for? And then I'll add, what are you looking with? Because what you're looking with will reflect back to you what you see. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show, and we are getting ready to just step into the holy, holy. That's right. Spiritual folks can get holy, holy, and get whole and complete, healed, recognizing that we are one with the one. Welcome home. Thank you for being here. Thank you for saying yes to you. The Agape Choir are standing by to pray with us, to pray for us, to pray as us, because we want to live in holy, 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 holy way. I can't wait to be back after this song. Life is good. It's getting better. Agape Choir. Holy, holy way.
Let me know that love is all around.
Let me know, let me know.
That is a prayer. That is a declaration. It's a question with a knowing that that's how I want to live, how I want to show up. It's not pleading or begging God for this to happen. It is a deeper desire to release one's inner splendor and give of oneself and give of one's gifts and talent, because you are here to deliver the good. You are here to live in a holy, holy way. The Agape Choir, Holy, Holy Way. And you can find out more about their work, their mission, their blessing, their sacred work at their virtual home, agapelive.com, agapelive.com, the home of Michael Bernard Beckwith and Ricky Byers Beckwith. Life is good. It's getting better. And in that consciousness, in that awareness, I welcome you home. I welcome you to this place, to this moment, and say good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to yourself first and then tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins, where change is inspired. And once you allow yourself, when you allow yourself to embody the inspiration, you can't help but make a difference. You can't help but show up as God in action, Goddess in action, good in action. Because your life is good and so are you. And you came here to deliver the good, the love, the joy, the peace, the harmony. Even with all the conditioning of the past, ultimately you got to get to a point where you just uncloak, just stripping stuff off. That's not mine anymore. Thank you very much. I got to let that go. Take that back. Now I don't want that. Now it's too hot. Now it's too cold. Let me have that. Now maybe I don't want it. Just take off all the BS, all the conditioned beliefs, the limiting beliefs that are no longer serving you. It's time to let you go. We've walked our journey. I have no judgment. You've served me very well. I've served you very well. It's time to move on to our best. There's so much more for both of us. Let's keep the door wide open as we throw it all away and say yes to life. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. I am your host, Ade Anifowoshe. Of course, that's where it starts. Also known as Life Coach Ade. Also known as the Metaphysical Rebel, also known as, what is it? I don't know. I am that I am. And the I Am Presence is the one driving this conversation. The human self, the body self, the identification that I see, the identity that I see in the mirror, the person that walks around that has all these other labels and titles, it's just a vessel, and it belongs. It's all part of the journey. Welcome to yourself. Welcome home. How are you doing? How was your weekend? And, of course, yes, yes, yes. Let's see what's going on in the house. Welcome all of you in the chat and welcome home. Wow, it's nice to see you. And feel free to register with our partners, Blog Talk Radio, so you may be able to chat in the chat room, or you can post your questions on the like pages, Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show page, or the Life Conversations Radio page. I want to welcome you, silent listeners, disguised as guests, New Jace, St. Kofer, the Cat Lady, Electra, Virtual Office Center, Celeste, Yvette, and all the others that are listening that we can't see. Of course, those phone lines, and we can't forget those of you who are listening to the archive, and we most certainly won't forget those our Within Radio listeners. I'm so grateful to be here. I feel so full. I feel so grateful. We're going to have a conversation. We have a question. I want to know where you are. I want to know who you're rolling with. Who you with? Who you really with? Are you with you or somebody else? Are you out of yourself, out of your mind? Are you one with yourself? Are you one with your mind? Are you one with all? Today's topic, it's really about, it's to bring us back to ourselves, to stop the chase, to stop the searching, to stop the seeking. Now, having said that, I'll put it this way, some of us need to just stop it, just stop and live. And some of us need to be on the journey to say, who and what am I? Why am I here? So I trust and know that the conversation will feed everyone right where they are. Oh, it's a good show. I can feel it. I can really feel this show is good. And I'm not talking about an intellectual thing. I'm talking about the power and the presence of goodness, of godness that moves through me, that moves through you. I can feel it. It wants to express. There's an answered prayer waiting to be revealed. There's a miracle standing by to happen. There's a new awareness waiting to be caught. Somebody's going to catch a new awareness. Ooh, I sound like a preacher. Ooh, the Lord is busy today. Somebody's going to forget their crutches in their house today. Y'all don't hear me? Oh, wow. But it's true. You know, I'm really at a point where I'm recognizing the people that we judge, people that I judge, or how people do things. When you really strip it down to the bare bones, the bare skin, it's the same thing, it's just different ways. We may have had an experience with that path, with that journey, but we must get to a point where we realize it's one conversation in many sense. One conversation, it's the same thing. Everything is reminding us about who we are. Even if we're talking about capitalism, if we're talking about politics, he's speaking to the in us. But it depends on how you're listening. It depends on what you're looking with. Because if you're looking with the eyes of judgment, you'll see more of that. If you're listening with the ears of lack, not enough, you'll see more of that. It's a gift to be able to create your own reality while being part of something so vast that's beyond definition. The good news is we are waking up. More people are waking up. And because people are waking up right now, somebody just woke up, just happening, right, just popping up here and there all over the world. And every time somebody wakes up, the energy intensifies. Like, oh, my God, I feel something. I don't know what that is. Somebody else just woke up. Guess what? When people wake up, when someone else wakes up, it opens all of us up to our goodness, to more of life, to more of good, to the energy to create the life that we desire. To remember why we're here, to remember to do something daily, every day for the rest of our life that is in alignment with our passion. What are you looking for? And how? What do you have in place to let you know you found it? And how do you know what you're looking for is what you need or what you want? You got to ask yourself questions like that. How do you know what you're praying for right now is the answer? You put something in particular, but how do you know that's the answer? Your attachment or detachment or your way of being about the answered prayer will let you know where you are. Today we are, actually we can just talk about, we want to talk about this, the paradox of life. Oh, there's so much more. I feel it. Let me drink some tea. But I don't want you to know that I'm drinking my tea, so I pretend. I just pretend that I'm not doing anything else. I just bring Celeste on right now. So that way, while she's talking, I can drink my tea. And you guys won't know that I'm drinking my tea. So, hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
Good morning, Life Coach Today, and wonderful people in the chat room.
Wow.
And on the phone.
Good morning, Abuja.
I'm coming here all excited.
Yeah.
And everything.
Well, you know, you have to remember, no matter what is going on in your life, when you get to think about, wow, I always wanted to be on a radio, and here I am hanging out with my friends on a Monday. I could be in somebody's coffee room right now having a break, but I've got an eternal break right here, right now. And you know what? That gave me a jump in the gratitude, and I needed that. Thank you for your words. But I have to tell you, while you sip your tea, since we've been talking about this show, since this show's been marinating in your spiritual womb, because, yes, people, men have wombs, I hear these words or have been hearing them. Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that life is showing you? Where are you going to? Do you know? I know I don't have to tell my sisters in the chat room. That's the lyrics from the theme from Mahogany with Diana Ross and Billy Dee. But, yeah, thank you for bringing that energy in here. Yeah, let's take it to a metaphysical level. You ready to get down?
Oh, I'm ready to get down with the get down. I'm ready to cut a rug.
You're going to cut a rug. Well, there,
that's right.
You know, I... On your birthday, you did get a request. You know, you did give us a video, but we still haven't seen you shake your bum bum.
No, shake your bum bum. You've got to have the accent right.
Shake your bum bum.
See, that's what we say in Nigeria. And then y'all call it shake what your mama gave you. Same thing. Always connected. Don't tell me you don't know your roots. It's all in your DNA. Shake what your mama gave you. Shake your bum bum. It's the same thing.
Shake your bum bum. On the scale of what are you looking for? Bum bum? I don't think so. Are we? Maybe. It's all holy.
It's so cute. Hey, bum bum.
Bum bum.
I get to laugh at you now.
Oh, I know, because I stay laughing at you. All right. So you go ahead and drink your tea. I'm going to let these – oh, wait a day. You know what? We've got big shifts and changes going on.
Oh, sorry.
You
got to
share that. Really? Anyway.
No, Mama, raise me better than that.
You're too polite to slurp in person or the radio. Get out of here. So what shifts are happening on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show you'd like to share with us before I go into our announcement?
Well, you know, okay, I'm going to keep it short because we got to go in. You got to go in.
Yeah. I love it.
I got a lot going on. I feel like, okay, I have to really just say a little because there's more that wants to come out. But the more will come out after you finish doing the announcement. Well, for those of you who don't know and those of you who do know, it's a reminder. April 28th, the Ask Life Coach at a radio show will air once a week. That's a Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern, once a week. You know, there comes a time when you just have to change things around. It's time to step up to the next level. And it's kind of like an interesting thing. It's like, well, stepping up, but you're doing less shows. Well, because other things are calling my energy, and I'm simply saying yes. The call came from a deeper place. And for a minute, I'm like, wait, hold on a minute. Go from three shows to one show a week? Then I said, most of the times when I get this information, it's usually on point. All right. Actually, that won't be so bad. I can do that. So, yes, April 28th. Actually, I'm going to the last show. I don't even want to say last show. Well, the new format, I guess we can call it. I don't know what you call it. But the week of April 14th, we'll do, well, let's try it this way. See, I have so much going on, I can't even think. I'm looking at the date, but I can't think. So April 16th, would be the last day where I do three shows. And then I'll take a break for a week, which will be the week of the 21st of April, and then come back on the 28th. You better be here because you know what happens when I take a break. Oh, Lord, even I have to put my seatbelt on. So anyway, that's what's happening. You will hear more. Changes are happening. Sounds of Soul will be back live, so stay tuned. And there's some other things that are happening that we're finalizing. And, yeah, we'll definitely share that with you. So, Celeste, over to you, my dear friend.
Wonderful. And I just want to give a heads up. Something seemed to just happen in the chat room. So for whatever happened, I am praying and trusting all you guys will find your way back home. My goodness. Okay, yeah, let me put
the devil. The devil is... We joined forces. Y'all call me back. The devil is alive. Devil, get me behind me, devil.
I know, right?
Bring on
that. We're not having
back.
That. Okay. And, you say hello to everybody, and I see Flaco has just joined us as well. Hola, Flaco. ¿Cómo está, my brother?
Yes.
Okay, let me get into these announcements.
Flaco, what are you looking for? That's the question for me. Sorry, I'm stepping all over you. Sorry. What are you looking for, Dunwolf? Dunwolf. Stop calling Flaco. His name is Dunwolf. You can call him Flaco when you're facing
him. I know.
Dunwolf.
I'll tell that story when I have him on my show one day, why I call him Flaco instead of Dunwolf. But welcome, Dunwolf. All right, hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Mad Hatter, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday from 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. So call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Just be sure to create a new posting because we really want to make sure that we get to you. Now, if you don't do it, can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. If you have questions or thoughts for upcoming shows for Life Coach Today, you can email them to ask@lifecoachtoday.com. For the last day of March, the theme is Living a Balanced Life. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Ambassa Safira for the Play Experience every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. And be sure to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to Life Conversations Media. Hi, Cleo. Mommy's doing announcements right now. The Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. And breaking news, we are still having the Sounds of Soul with a Danny Feloce party on the Sounds of Soul like page on Facebook. There will be a link that we all click at 9 p.m. Eastern, and we get to party in a chat room. You can check out how we hung out last Saturday night if you go over there. You don't want to miss your soul train, but you can stay updated by checking out the like page on Facebook for more details or on our personal walls. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Thank you, Celeste and CeeLo. How about Cleo?
Okay. He is big as CeeLo. I'm learning that talk
well,
better like
CeeLo,
that.
CeeLo, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know
so CeeLo's
over there doing her thing.
I know.
Like, hey, don't,
I'm not mad
don't
at her, too. She's just letting me know she's here.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Give her a hug for me.
I sure
mind,
will.
Mind the fur. All right. See you
soon,
Celeste. Thank you.
All right.
Life is good. It's getting better. I'm feeling the goodness. And speaking of goodness, I want to just take this moment once again to thank you all for the birthday greetings, the text, and all the messages. Those of you who called last week on the show, those of you who thought to call, those of you who wanted to call, but too shy to call, those of you who sent silent blessings, just all of you that are part of my circle, that are part of my life, just thank you, thank you, thank you. Really, you guys made it. I mean, I can truly say in my adult life, this past Friday was the best birthday I ever had. Why? Because the first time ever that I can say I allowed the love in. You know, I allowed myself to receive what was coming in. And I am so grateful. And the love, the energy, the thoughts, the messages lifts me up. And I'm grateful to be alive. I'm grateful to be part of your life. And together, we're all making a difference. And so, thank you once again. People are making it back online. Dajjal got booted. But the devil is a lie. Those who need to be here will be here. Those who need to hear what they need to hear will hear. Because we ain't even going to trip about that. We don't trip about stuff like that. We don't sweat the small stuff. Life's too grand. Life is too amazing. Life is too beautiful to worry about little things like technical glitches. You just get back on. We just get back on. So now let's get back on. And I move myself out of the way and allow all the thoughts of, I want to say this, I want to say that. Madden, say this. We just say, just let it be. We let it be. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio shows. We are going to do some questions. We're going to go wherever your spirit, your soul desires this unified gathering to go. And I say yes. So, what are you looking for? That is the question. Let me read the description. See if it resonates with you. If it doesn't, that's fine. But if it does, or if you know somebody, that's good enough. Everyone, every one of us wants something, needs something, or is chasing after something. We search for happiness. We have been conditioned to believe that people, things, money, and or material wealth will bring us peace. It's a lie. It's a lie. While it is true, there is a certain confidence in having everything you want. But you're still burdened by the thoughts of, oh, my God, losing. I'm going to ad-lib now. What if I lose it? Do I need to take out insurance? What if people are going to be envious of me having this, having that? Well, maybe I need to move to another country. Well, what would I need to do to maintain what I have? Oh, my, well, you know, all is well. I know God's got me. But, hey, you know, when people see me having all this stuff, they must start hating me. So I need to hide it. I don't want everybody to know. You know what I mean? You get it? But what we're also saying is based on where you are in consciousness, you may get what you want. However, without an embodied spiritual awareness, you may still find yourself feeling the lack, looking for there isn't enough, there isn't enough, there isn't enough, because in the world we live in, we've been told, we've been conditioned through movies, through shows, through commercials, there isn't enough, there isn't enough. They're all new, they're all new. This is the best one. This is a new episode. Oh, you really got to watch this. You really got to join this. Oh, sign up with your Facebook account. Oh, they're just throwing stuff at us, and we're trying to keep up. And sometimes some people are just like, I can't do it. I can't do it. Y'all just going without me. I guess I'm just not worthy. No, that's not true. that is not true. We all must give ourselves permission to say, I am opting out of that game. I am opting out of that game, and I'm opting out of that one and that one. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to sit here and let life grow me. What are you looking for? What are you looking with? So this month, we're talking about living a balanced life. And I'm talking balanced life spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. You know, the kind of balance that you are clear about, the kind of balance that you know is in alignment with the spiritual truth. What is the spiritual truth? What is the spiritual truth? Are you in alignment with the spiritual truth? Are you one the truth? What is your personal truth? Because the truth is, the spiritual truth ain't tripping about what you do or don't do. You are tripping about your own personal truth. What is true about you? Your journey, the things you're ashamed of, the things you're guilty about, the things you're happy about, the things that you want to celebrate but you don't want to say too loud because you don't want people to think you're showing off. What is your personal truth? You know, this whole thing about life, for me, the way I see it, from my point of view, where I'm standing on this point of life, how I view it, is we're here to remember, discover who we are, recover who we are, and then deliver who we are. I say then, but really, they can they happen simultaneously. When you get to a point where recovering, discovering, and delivering is all happening at once, oh my God, that's balanced. That's balanced. That's a balanced life. We must remember who we are. And remembering who we are, I know who I am, I'm one with God, yes. But do you really know that you are one with all of life when life is challenging, when you're having experiences that are just rocking you, tossing you, having you side to side and you can't see? Yeah, of course, on a physical level, it's challenging. And it's all part of life. But the truth is you are an extension of something that is beyond definition. We call it love. We call it God. We call it life. Excuse me. We call it the universe, the divine mind. That works. But you are one with a life force, with an energy that creates lives, that creates universe, multiverse, you know, planets and stars. Now, that can be too far out for some folks. Okay, you don't even have to take that on. Don't take that on. But understand, people say, well, I'm a child of God. That's good enough. But does your life fully reflect that on a deeper level? Do you know that like you know your name? Do you know that like you know your date of birth, your social security number? Like you know your brother, your sister? Do you know that? It doesn't matter if you have a brain transplant, you will know them. Well, not getting too scientific. If you have a brain transplant, you may not remember. You may, I don't know. I've never spoken to somebody who had a brain transplant. can you imagine? But what I'm saying is, it's one thing to know intellectually, but it's another thing to know in your body. It's one thing to know in your heart that you are supported by a friendly universe. Not sometimes, not when you do good, not when you are of service. You are always, always supported by a friendly universe. Now, this is what I'm talking about. It's a matter of consciousness. Doesn't matter how many times you read about it. Doesn't matter how many times you're told. Unless you know that for yourself, unless you know that God good is truly the source of your supply, when the supply show up, you're still going to think, I hope that's enough. Oh, I hope I don't waste it. But when you know life is the source of your supply, and life is going to resource you. The source is going to resource you. You're never going to run out. Then there's a way of being that you're sort of relaxed about it. So on this quest of searching and asking and wanting more and looking for something to make you happy, to make you feel at peace, to make you feel joyful, to make you feel loved, are you approaching this from the point of view where you're thinking, I'm not quite there yet. I just need that mate, that husband, that wife, that partner, that person to make me happy. I just need that job to make me, you know, once I get that job, once I get that promotion, once I get that house, once I move to that country, once I write the book, once I get the contract, once I know how to just meditate throughout the day with my eyes open, or I can channel, all the things that we, the goals that we create for ourselves on a physical level, if those things are almost like they've been put forward as what will bring you the peace, yeah, you'll feel a little, but if your consciousness is not at rest, then even when you do receive, attract the things that you want, desire, need, if your consciousness is still of, oh my God, I don't know if I can do this, then that's not going to change. So the truth is, on a spiritual path in life, Celeste gave us lyrics of the song, so you know what you're looking for. You know, really, and it's the difference is very subtle. It's very subtle. You can look from a space, from a state of mind, a state of consciousness, knowing that there is always, always, always more, because the source is always going to resource itself as you, through you. And then there's the other part where if you're looking and saying, oh my God, that's not enough. Oh my God, that's not enough. I don't think we're going to have enough. I don't think we're going to have enough. So one is of lack, one is knowing. Knowing that all needs are met. All needs are met. All needs are met. Even when your life is challenging, even if it looks like there's a breakdown going on, a transformation, even if you look like all the people that help you feel safe are now being pulled away from you, all needs are met. Because in a funny kind of way, when you're going through and growing through the challenges, it takes you deeper into yourself so that you may remember that even as you go through and grow through the challenges, it's really an opportunity to tap into yourself as you walk your own hero's journey. I mean, think about it. We know that we are love. We know that happiness is our identity. We know that compassion is what we do. We know that we're one with God. We know peace is in our DNA. But we like to shake things up, and we'll spend $20 to go see a movie that's going to scare the mess out of us. We go on rides that we're just like, oh, let me go on that ride, that roller coaster ride. Oh, I hated it. I don't like the way it makes me feel. But and some people say, no, not me. I don't do roller coasters. But we all consciously sign up to experience different kinds of roller coasters in our lives so we may remember to wake ourselves up. So here's a challenge for you. Stop searching. Stop seeking. Stop looking. Stop trying to look for God. That's right. What? That's okay. You can have your oxygen bag because I don't need it. I got mine. Stop trying to seek God. And I want you to kind of just hear what I'm saying with your heart, not with your intellect, because your mind will feed, you know, you hear it and you're like, huh? And your mind will feed you something like, oh, yeah, he, you know, he's crazy like that. No, I'm saying this so you may have your own transformation. Just really sit with the idea. Like from this moment, you just stop chasing the money, stop chasing happiness, stop chasing the perfect for the perfect mate. You stop trying to find God, seek God, trying to be loving. Just stop it. Play with this for a minute. What does that feel like? What is moving in you? Don't get intellectual about it. See, we've been conditioned that what we want, what we need is just one step ahead of us. And I'm presenting to you that, no, it's a lie. The truth is we are already that. I get that on this planet we're here, on this playground, to experience the universal hide and seek. See, there must come a time in consciousness where you're not looking for the more of God from a place of lack, knowing, but knowing that there's always going to be more of God being revealed through and as you. So it doesn't matter what you're watching, what you're listening to, where you are. You see the expression of goodness all around you. You see the expression of life all around you. When you embody the truth that life is all around you, life is all there is, you don't trip too much for some. Sometimes you may not trip at all based on if somebody's an atheist or a spiritual, religious, don't believe in God. As long as you look at them and you can see the light, it won't matter. Now, even those who are doing things that you just said, that's just, they ain't nothing but the devil. They ain't nothing but the ego kicking in right there. Because you know we do it. Some people even afraid of the word. Oh, he said the devil. Oh, I don't use those words. I don't believe in the devil. I don't believe. Oh, no, I'm spiritual now. And then they hang out with their like-minded folks. It's like, oh, man, I was late. I didn't want to come because I was worried about not having enough money. And I get ashamed when people buy me drinks. And my ego just got the best of me. The same person who don't talk about the devil, don't believe in the devil, believes in the ego. It's the same thing. Your ego is for you. It's for you. It's here to help you. Without your conscious mind, without the part of you that reminds you, be afraid, be scared, be very afraid. Part of it is developed through your journey of life. Some of it was, you know, part of it. It's all about your belief system. That's all. Now, and I like to put that in the conscious mind. The ego lives when it comes, it lives in that place of conscious, it's in the conscious mind. Let me leave it as that. And if you just sit with what I'm going to say, just check this out. Imagine if you didn't have your five senses. You can do it because you are part of a nation where imaging is natural. So tap into your imagination and just imagine that, you know, you can be where you want to be. You can touch fire without worrying about nothing. You can just be, you can just be everywhere, evenly present. Now, a part of you might feel like that would be great. But if you're in this human body and you can experience all completely over that what life is, you might end up in a madhouse. And we see it. There's some people who are so disconnected from their conscious mind. It's not a disease. It's just an experience they're going through, really. But the way we have created it, we say they're mad, they're crazy. He went crazy. She went crazy. She's psychotic. They're tapping into something so deep it doesn't make sense to us. So on a human level, I get it. We need some kind of order so we can all work together harmoniously. But the ones that are not in touch with their conscious mind, they literally hear voices. And those of us who are growing spiritually hear voices too. And we don't know, okay, which voice, which people, the people who hear the dead people, are they the great, are they the good people? And the ones who are on the street that hear voices, what's wrong with them? Oh, he's mad. She's mad. Oh, she's crazy. Something wrong with him. He ain't taking his medication. But what about the psychic, the medium who hears from the other side? What's the difference? So it's all about agreement. It's what we agreeing to as a culture, as a society. What I'm saying is, you know, your ego serves its purpose. I look at the ego as my conscious mind. You know, it's like, oh, well, you're not sure. Hey, we don't want to do that. Oh, no, don't rock the boat. But when you commit, when you continue to do your spiritual practice, not for, no, don't do that yet. When you've cultivated a relationship with the divine, there must come a time where you know that it is you, you live in it. Then everything that happens becomes an expression of the one. So even the people who are doing evil acts, people who have allowed power to go to their head, rather than you judge them, you get to see from a broader perspective, recognizing either they're not keeping in agreement with their soul, and even while we say they're not keeping an agreement with their soul's mission, they're also teaching us either how not to be or for us to stay in alignment. So there's less judgment. I said earlier, stop searching, stop looking, stop searching, stop seeking, I mean. If God is everywhere, evenly present, is everything is energy and you are energy, what are you looking for? Stop searching, stop looking, stop seeking, and stop being. Be the place where the energy gets to reflect itself, express itself. Be the space where people express for healing. I'm talking about a space where you can allow life to grow you, to move you, to expand you, to feed you. So how does that look with prayer as we get ready to wrap up this conversation? It looks like affirmative prayer. Here's some things I tell people. Friends, or when I'm coaching, it's like when you're praying for something, you know, this is really what I want. It just came to me that I want this. Whatever it is you want, desire, whatever your dream is, when it comes to your awareness, give thanks that it is done. Affirm prayerfully that you are the place where that dream gets to express itself. And everything unlike that vibration you're releasing right now as you continue to surrender, as you continue to forgive yourself. Because when you catch an idea, when you really embrace a vision, the fact that you can see it, the fact that you caught that vibration lets you know you are the perfect place for the vision, no matter how big it is. So rather than, God, I pray that this happens, I pray, it already happened. It's looking for a place to be birthed. So your affirmative prayer could be, I am so grateful for the vision that I've caught. I am so grateful knowing that this vision is being expressed through and as me, even though I don't know how. And I also understand I don't need to know how. I just need to be available. I am here to serve. I say yes to life because I know I am one with God. In that consciousness, I let it be. I release it. I trust the process of life. Now the vision becomes your GPS. Your dream is your GPS. What you want, what you desire, becomes your GPS. It's got to be something that's towards the highest and the best. So even if you're learning to be money aware, but you know the bigger vision. If you're learning, if you're saving money to buy a house, there'd be a bigger vision. If you want to be in a relationship, you're staying open. But you know all of this is for you to really experience the good that life is. And everything that you go through and grow through is bringing you to that. Let's ground this conversation real quick. I watched on Friday 12 Years a Slave on my birthday, huh? And after, at the end of that movie, I don't even know. I was just like, there was so much moving inside of me. And I knew there was a friend I could talk to help me kind of understand what's going on. I think part of me, because I've heard of it, I knew some things about the story. I think I unconsciously numbed myself, and I had to numb myself to watch to some extent. And I just I don't understand. And I don't go as far as saying this. I remember saying to my friend, I said, you know, what got me is, I see sometimes some of the challenges that black people go through in America. I see where it came from. The things that have happened in the past where people can't trust themselves. And it's not just a black thing, but in this case, I'm talking about 12 Years a Slave and the kind of dynamics between black women and black men. I see the lack of trust. I can see how there was a time where somebody in your lineage, in order to keep their sanity, had to tell somebody else to shut up and stop being so sad, and how that lives in the DNA and is passed on. I can see why, on a soul level, a DNA level, that some people, some white folks would be feeling guilty, but say, well, I didn't do it. Well, that's in the past. But it's all a human experience. Sometimes, you know, it depends on how you look at life. This life can be considered a disease. It's like, you know, Bishop Cox always talk about, what did he say, that we're all affected by the sexually transmitted disease called life, or something along those lines. But it's like, on this planet, I mean, we start to feel separate from one another. We think we're better. We don't only just do it with race. We do it with our family members. We judge ourselves. There's some of us are not even talking to our family members. I can't deal with them. Don't want to hear about their brother, their sister, their mother, their father. It's like, nope. I'm just learning to love myself just where I am right now. I trust that God is all there is, but I know if they come to that reunion, I ain't coming. It's just about my peace of mind, okay? You do what you need to do. I'm through with this conversation. Humans, we're just so comical. And life is comical. Life is. But, you know, what the ultimate lesson that I got from watching the movie after talking with my friend is like, I realize, well, what she helped me see was the human experience. I have to slow this down so you can catch it. There's really no answer for the human experience. From the five senses perspective, so the answer to all the human condition suffering is spiritual awareness. No matter how much you try and correct something that happened in the past or right now, and you're just doing it with the same mindset that created the BS, there's no answer. With spiritual awareness, you are able to download a new insight that will shift others, and even if it doesn't shift them, it will shift you. Either you get to see the bigger picture, or you get to say something that you weren't even thinking about a second ago. So when you try and figure out, when you try and find answers for your life from a human perspective, you're not going to find the answer. the answer is in spiritual awareness. Then sometimes something that you think needs fixing from a human perspective, you just realize, no, just let it be. It's going to play itself out. Some people are still getting snow and it's supposedly spring. Here, we're still, you know, it's still cold. Yesterday was freezing like a... I'm not going to say that. It was cold as a... And it's supposed to be spring. But you can get yourself caught up in the knot by saying, I can't believe this, and complain and talk about the world is going to hell in a handbasket. Or you can just be with it. Stop searching. Start being. Start giving. Continue giving. Show up every day to be the place where good gets to reveal itself, where God, where goodness gets to reveal itself. Know that you are one with the one. So even when you find yourself being judgmental, blaming, not trusting, being plain evil sometimes, gossiping, recognize it is all part of life, but you just got to be aware. Sometimes you don't even have to figure out why you're doing it. Just zoom out. Like, wow, I sure went in there. I was judging, and that was an evil act. When you're too close to something sometimes, if not all the time, you don't see the bigger picture. So here's the audio version of just zooming out. So when you find yourself judging and criticizing, just step back, keep moving back, move away from it, move far away from it, and then you can see the bigger picture. And right now some of you are wondering, why does it sound like that? Yes, you're in the moment when that happens. Let your life be one of openness, open to the more, rather than living from a place of fear of not enough. There is always enough. Distribution is another conversation. And distribution, because we have issues with distribution because people think there isn't enough. I got to gather for mine. I need mine. I got to take care of my own. But when we start shifting our consciousness from being self-made and recognizing that we belong together, because we know that life will always resource us, because life is the source. The source will always resource you. You just got to change the way you think about it. Because even if you don't believe it, life is going to give you what you need. It depends on your state of mind. There is no spot where God is not. So, what are you looking for? How would you know when you find God? How would you know when you're enlightened? How would you know when you're peaceful? What does that look like? What does that feel like? Whatever you come up with, whatever you think will bring you peace and what that feels like, if you can achieve that feeling right now, you're there, and you can. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. So you guys have been having problems, huh? Well, I'm glad I'm here. Or maybe I'm just reading the message that was posted a long time ago. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. You are the place where Goddess gets to reveal itself. So when you read the next book, read it as if you're just reading something to stimulate you. There's nothing that you need to know that you don't already know. And when you take your hands off the steering wheel and you say, Christ consciousness, take the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel. It will reveal itself. Life is only looking for opening. And now, let's open for Celeste so we can hear what she has to say. 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Whew, that's the time. Okay. Be with it. Y'all didn't stop me, Celeste and Yvette. I told you I didn't want to go.
Hey, you were on
long.
A roll, man. You said you were going to go in. I was taking notes. Wow. Yeah, see, they nicknamed you the spiritual doctor and everything. Yeah, you're doing some serious healing on the show today. And there's more healing on the way, especially if you're in Atlanta. There is an amazing opportunity coming up that we want to make sure that you're aware of. Wellness through healthy living at Hillside International Truth Center, Saturday, April 5th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Find out how to love your body to life with workshops on energetic healing, Tai Chi, Reiki, Qigong, African drumming therapy, and so much more. And also information on the Affordable Care Act. You can get free health screenings and information and free samples. I like samples. The Wellness Through Healthy Living Health Fair is free and open to the public. Again, that's Saturday, April 5th, from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. at Hillside International Truth Center. For more information, call 404-758-6811 or go to hillsideinternational.org, and they will give you even more information than I just gave you. I really wish I was in Atlanta. That's going to be hot. Well, hopefully the weather will be nice, but anyway, moving on. And you know what? We love it when Life Coach Today goes solo, right? Yes. Well, you have something you want to say?
I'm just laughing at you.
Oh, okay. You can laugh at me. I'm free today. So we
Since you're giving me the side eye, let me get out of the studio. You give me the black woman side eye. It's like, oh, I'm out. I'll be back.
Out.
Go ahead. Do your announcement.
Get out. Good. We hope you're getting in touch with what you're looking for on your spiritual quest. And we have more for you, too. A lineup of spectacular shows this week on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Tomorrow, be sure to tune in when Dame Reverend Rio Rose Kelly joins Life Coach Today for Love Rocks, Love Rules. Reverend Rio is a minister, author, actress, teacher, and angel communicator, and she will remind you that love is all there is. And then on Wednesday, Bishop Carlton Pearson will be joining Life Coach Today for Walking Your Spiritual Truth. In a world of compromise, it is sometimes difficult to stand on what you really hold to be true for you and your experiences. Is your spiritual truth and way of showing up in the world in alignment with who you really are? Join this show, and let's explore that conversation. And don't forget the Sounds of Soul Party on Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you don't miss these powerful shows, because when you tune in, you get to be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hudson, founder of 12radio.com. And I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
That's right. I am the universal lover. So for more information,
send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com, because it's all about love.
Usually when we talk about relationships, we're more inclined to just think of our interactions with loved ones, coworkers, neighbors, or people in general. However, if we take a good look at life and the world around us, we will realize that life is a relationship, and we're all relating on this ship called life. No matter where you go, what you do, you're always having a relationship with something or someone. And we have a relationship with everything that exists. Our relationship to everything keeps us alive, and our existence on Earth is the ultimate relationship. All of creation is in relation. Join me on Bicycle Care with Life Relationships Intensive. We will cover the family experience, romantic experience, life experience, and the health experience. For more information or to register, go to ombasa.com/events. That's ombasa.com/events. Looking for you there.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
That's right. To the community. If you love the community, speak up, show up, and be the place where God gets to represent itself fully. God is already representing itself as you anyway. You know? You are God's representative. And when people see you, do they see an expression of the godness, of the goodness? Or do they see a representation of something else? You fill in the blank. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. And it is time for the celestial moment, and then we're going to deal with some questions as we continue to support people to live a balanced life. And we invite you to call in 347-426-3346. You can email your question, ask@lifecoachade.com. And speaking of the voice, let's bring on the lady with the silk voice or something like that, because I can't remember. Welcome back, silky voice Celeste. Hello. My name is Celeste Morgan. Okay, I'll stop.
Hi, I'm...
Okay.
Hi, yes, I'm
Are you
right,
right over
here.
There? You sure?
I have a surprise happening for me in my everyday life while I'm on the radio live.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. Wow, life is moving. Life is happening. You know,
and what's
I
the
never
message?
Have visitors.
So okay. Are you trying to say you used to hear the visitors, now they're visiting you in person? Oh, boy.
Yeah. Okay, all is well.
All right.
Told him to come next time. All is well. All right, family, how you doing? I'm here. I'm ready. I'm ready to go. This is going to be a really amazing celestial moment.
Let's do it.
We're going to do it right now. Oh, my goodness. Did I take a deep breath and get myself back together? Okay, breathe now. Here we go. Yes, let me hear some of my own music for centering. Oh, Destiny, thank you. Hearts from the Hood. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that is showing up in our life right now. The energy of the day equals 5. 5 is ruled by Mercury, the planet of communications and speech. The number 5 is a freedom lover, connected to change and challenges. It works our spiritual muscles, for it also shows up as the High Priest in tarot. The High Priest is astrologically connected to the sign of Taurus, which is ruled by Venus. And the number 5 is also full of love and beauty, for it is the sacred number of the goddess Oshun. Now today, we're going to put the spotlight on how the number 5 shows up in the chakra system. Our throat chakra is our 5th chakra. It is associated with sound and has to do with creative self-expression, speech, and communication. The ability to speak honestly, to receive, process, and assimilate information, and to connect with and speak our inner truth, all relate to the 5th chakra, the center of transformation and change. Love knows the truth, and what truth would that be? When we truly behold the divinity within ourselves, then we can behold the divinity within each other. Whether we speak or not, our actions are always communicating our level of consciousness. So, while we are at the heels of the new moon in Aries energy, let's set the intention to honor ourselves by expressing our divine truth. And that's the story of 5, told to our friend the throat chakra. All is well. I'll see you on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Celestial One. You worked it out. You danced with life.
I know,
you
right?
Danced with life. Yes, yes, yes.
Who did you see knock on the door kind of like the police? I'm like, I didn't do anything.
Yo,
Popo coming to get me. What I do? All right. What are you looking for?
That's what I'm going to say. You should have told him what you're looking for because he ain't here, okay?
I know.
Oh, wow, that's funny. All right. Mm-hmm. So we got some questions, huh?
Yes, we have questions for you, and they are good. They're all good, all right? Anytime somebody wants to get your advice on something, that's good. So let's get into this Mario question right now. Dear Life Coach Today, I just found out my coworker, who I was personally involved with and I thought was my friend, is telling lies to my boss and trying to sabotage my job since we split. How do I keep the peace when I want to kill her because I need my job? Mario. Ooh, I'm muting myself right now.
How do I keep the peace when I want to kill him? Him or her, I don't know. Because I need my job. Yeah, well, call Olivia Pope. That's what you do. Because it's about to get scandalous.
No, you did not. I had to jump in. Call Olivia.
Well,
we've got Life Coach Today. Okay, carry on.
Well, if you're trying to kill somebody, your hips need to go call Olivia Pope because you beyond help. No, continuing in, and here's another perspective. I mean, you know, that's what I said earlier. See, all of these things that are happening like this, I think sometimes we think our spirit. Let me rephrase that. Let me not even say that. Your spiritual awareness will empower you in dealing with life circumstances like this. So if someone is telling lies about you, well, so let's make it simple. Let's get emotional about it. If it's lies, what you tripping about? It's not true. Why do you want to kill somebody? I know you don't mean that literally, but I'm going to stay with what you said. If it's not true, what you tripping about? What are you worried is going to happen? If it's a lie, if it's a secret that's true, then I can kind of understand, not understand killing somebody, but understand why you're tripping, but it's not true. And let your work, let your consciousness, let your vibration
speak for who you are. I mean, it sounds like y'all got some little, I think y'all so enlightened, so grounded, and so just so at peace and so happy that you thought, we need a little bit of drama in our lives. You know, nobody, in truth, nobody can sabotage what's yours. Sometimes things like this happen to move you forward because it's time to leave. But if you know, you get to decide how this plays out. And when you're trying to kill somebody, there ain't going to be no peace. So if how do you keep your peace? There's nothing to keep. You're already it. So take time to meditate. Take time to ask how to move forward. Get in touch with what was triggered, what you think needs to be done. But, you know, it's just petty, petty stuff. And when I say petty, I'm not even saying, oh, don't ask questions like that. But understanding the big scheme of things, it's just it's a tiny, 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 minute speck in the dust. It's just, you know. So use this opportunity to ask yourself, what next? Because if it's a lie, if they're spreading lies about you, it's not true. If you end up getting fired because it's a lie, life has you. Ultimately, life's got your back. Now, if you get fired and you're mean, you're being mean and just want payback, life has your back. But what you experience will determine will be based on how you see the situation. You get to choose. So if it's lies, relax. You're the supersonic. So relax. Relax. Have a conversation if you need to. Or just get beyond the foolishness. Rise above. Rise above. Rise above. And remind yourself, this is for your good. This is for your good. With the spiritual maturity. Go ahead, Celeste.
Life Coach today, you actually have somebody who would like to chime in on this question.
Oh. It looks like it's my brother. Hey, Ade, how are you doing? I've been listening to the show, and I just wanted to say, what do you want to say, my brother, Dunwolf?
Good afternoon.
Dunwolf, welcome to the Ask Life Coach Ade show. Good afternoon, my brother.
I've been sitting very, very pensive, listening and enjoying. I'm sitting here with my prayer pipe on the porch with my cat, and a lot of thoughts came to me. But this last question, if I understand it, the caller had relations with someone on the job. It went sour. Now lives are being spun. And that being said, something very practical came to mind. You said something very solid about putting, I forget how you worded it, but you created the picture of grounding yourself in a new consciousness or consciousness of who you are. But prior to getting to that state, a question popped up in my mind. Is the caller or had the caller sabotaged himself by putting him into this precarious position? Because the reality is he could lose his job, depending on what the lie is. Sometime, an old man said, many times a lie will get up and travel around the world seven times before the truth gets out to bed. And
I like that.
So a practical thing is to consider why, because I imagine that he's afraid. It's nervousness because this kind of politics can be pretty nasty. Centering himself is important, but understanding that he has to ask himself a question: did I deliberately sabotage myself, and if so, why? The answer to that question, those two questions, will give him some idea of how to create a strategy to get to the place that you originally suggested of him creating this place within a consciousness that, you know, it's seemed, as you describe it, to spill out into the workplace from within. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. So true. So true. I know there's some more bubbling up in you before I take the next question.
Yeah,
I know
you've
got
I'm
some.
Sit back and enjoy this.
Are you going to sit back? Okay.
I'm going to sit back and enjoy
Pull on that pipe for me, too, and tell that cool cat to keep hold the vision for us. Thank you, my brother.
Yeah, brother.
Peace. All right, mm-hmm. Celeste, next question. Oh, are you going to say something, Celeste?
No, being that I left corporate America, I've had to deal with questions like that. Not necessarily – I'm not going to go there with where I used to be, but I was fortunate enough to see cases where that issue would come up. And you know what? It was painful for everybody because even if you think that somebody doesn't know what you're doing, it's not even just the two parties involved. That kind of energy is really toxic for the work environment. And that's really my two cents on it. And, wow, I pray for you, Mario. I pray for the person who you're involved with, and I pray for their boss. Lord, have mercy. It's not easy because you know what? They don't have light workers, like you. Imagine the day if they had a life coach that they could go to and call to be like, okay, what's another way of looking at this? But in our culture, particularly in the work world, we don't really have those types of opportunities. They might let you do a little yoga and a little massage on a break as a company benefit. But and I know they've got EAP, Employee Assistance Programs. But, oh, my gosh, if they had access to a life coach a day, though, you could flip that whole world around. You know?
Well, true. Thank
you very
much.
When I was working. Okay, here we go.
But here's the thing. Sometimes we look at the things that happen at work and our relationship as separate from our spiritual practice, you know,
right.
And what Don Wolf just said. It's like, you know, when you look at what's happening, what role have you played to create what you're experiencing right now? That's why when you can ask questions like that, it's an opportunity for you to rise above. It's not separate. There is no personal life and then the spiritual life. That's an illusion. That's a Western way of thinking. It's all one. So we say spiritual life, business life, romantic. It's just one life. It's just you going through it all. So if you can't implement, if you can't integrate your spirituality, the universal truth. We use spirituality and all that. It's just ancient wisdom. It's the ancient wisdom of life. And in the Western world, we kind of, we look at elders like, oh my God, I don't want to look that old. So we don't appreciate elders. So all of these new thought, metaphysics, a new awareness, the heart, all of it's just ancient wisdom. It's been here all along, and it applies at work. It applies in the boardroom and the bedroom and the marketplace and the grocery store. So anyway.
Oh, okay. Great. Love it. All right, this next one is from Alicia. Dear Life Coach Today, I want a man in my life so bad I can taste it.
Damn.
Felicia, just sharing your energy, honey. I'm not making fun. I just want to say that for the record. Anyway, I have joined a couple of dating sites, but all the men I have been meeting seem to just want sex. How do I attract the man of my dreams and stop attracting men that just want me for sex? Felicia.
You say you want a man so bad you can taste it. Hello? Hello? I mean, what else can I say here? You know, what I said earlier in the show, what are you looking for? What are you looking with? You're looking with the eyes of desperation. You said, I want a man in my life so bad. Like, oh my God, so
bad. Oh, I can taste it. Oh, where? I'm, oh, Jesus, I'm thirsty. When you're thirsty, you're going to attract people who want to quench your thirst. What's the problem? Maybe you need to get your thirst quenched so you can get clear. Because sometimes when you're thirsty or hungry or in pain, you can't see beyond. I think you need to just relax a little. You know, relax. I mean, the real, we talk about when a man's so bad. So bad. There's so many men out there for you. But if you're uptight about it, and you say you want a man that wants you for more than sex, or attract men that are wholesome, if you will, the man of your dreams, well, if you want to attract the man of your dream, then you need to vibrate, resonate, express, be in that energy. So if you want a man from a place of desperation, you're going to get men who are desperate. If you want a man who just meets you where you are, you got to just loosen up on that desperation. It's really simple. Just loosen up on that desperation thing. And, of course, you know, the spiritual practice, the relationship is one of the highest form of spiritual practice. Relax. Jesus. Relax. Hang out. I mean, maybe you need to go out with your female friends. Go out with some of your male friends. Talk to them. Get in their heads. You know, see. Get real with yourself. But as soon as you want a man so bad, you're going to attract men who want to get with you so bad. Everything that we experience, we attract to us based on the thoughts and the words we're putting out there. You can't think a thought of desperation and not attract something that matches that. You can find men on dating sites. People do that. They get married happily ever after, whatever that looks like for them. But all I can say is relax, Felicia. Relax. You're not running out of time. Sometimes it's when you're not looking is when you find. Because in your desperation, Jesus, I'm laughing from things I'm hearing as visions that I'm saying. In your desperation, you show up as, hot. Here I am. You want some? You want some? Here I am. Take me now. And they're like, oh, yes, I'll take you. But if you start to change the energy of vibration, because I don't even want to suggest work with yourself first. I mean, that's part of it, but not first. Work with yourself. But working with yourself is just relax. You see, I keep repeating myself. There's nothing else I need to say to you. Hang out. Go on a date. Go with some of your male friends. Take yourself out. Take yourself out to a movie. And then design it. Write it. Get a journal and write out as if you already have the perfect relationship. Write out what you're doing, how you start your morning off. Woo! Maybe you got to get up a little bit early so you're not late for work. Maybe your alarm is Prince's song, Breakfast Can Wait. Write it out. Talk about what you're doing. Write it in your journal as if it has happened and is happening. Dream your dream into being. Dream your dreams into being. And then let that vibration lead you to the dating site or wherever. You have the power to create what you want. Let it be. And as long as you stay desperate, you will find brothers who want to quench your thirst. I ain't trying to say you're thirsty, but I'm just saying. Celeste, please, next question. Felicia trying to get me in trouble. Woo, Celeste, what you doing? Let me bring you on. Celeste is all getting caught up.
Mm-mm.
make your bed. Hey, guess what?
What?
I love this. You have so much going on in a chat room. People, we see you. You jumping in. If you are on the phone lines and you're not in a chat room, I'll see what I can do to wrap it up toward the end of this questionnaire. But Don Wolf would like to jump in on this one as well.
All right. Ooh, maybe Don Wolf is the man.
Oh,
he's married. Well, sorry for Mr. Don Wolf. I ain't the one.
Cleo, do you hear my cat? Hello, Mr.
Yeah, Cleo.
Cat. Here we go. I'm out. I'm let y'all handle this.
Yeah,
I have no comment.
Don't stop
Hold
me
on.
Okay, brother man, what would you say to Felicia who wants a man so bad she can taste it?
I started the same thing until you spoke with wisdom and spoke about her thirst, and that was truthful and direct to the point. But a lot of things ran through my mind, but something very solid came to mind. What I heard in the tenor of her voice was the same thing that you heard. What I didn't hear bothers me, and if she's listening, I hope she's listening and chimes in, because they're unanswered questions. But just from what she said, I heard what she did not say, and it's an ill-defined goal. A lot of women, many women, and I have to say in my lifetime, most of the women I have met have undefined goals. There's a vague sense of what they need, which tells, it talks to two types of men. There's a lot of men who are hard, and they will play every game, and they will assume every form it takes to fall into bed with a woman, and even if it means that they have to play a role that the women identify as what they dreamt of when they were little girls, teenagers, et cetera, et cetera. That's well and good. But as you get older and women start saying, I want to get married, a lot of things are left out. And one of the powerful things that are left out is that a lot of these women are making these requests, and then when they get in, certain problems surface. What they really wanted, which is, goes into being involved in the depths of a relationship to the point where they are understanding what they have a vague sense of reciprocation is what I'm trying to say. And it's so vague that they have to go through too much trauma to unveil that what they're really asking for is reciprocation. But reciprocation requires a depth of spiritual work that the culture
yes.
does not mm-hmm. require of them, because we deal mm-hmm. in the merchandise of dreams, selling dreams. I was watching mm-hmm. Bethany this morning, and she's one of my favorite talk shows. Only Arsenio and Bethany are ones that I can remember to watch during the day. And Bethany does interesting things on her show. Today she talked about infidelity from the man's perspective. And she invited three men on there who did what you and I did. You kind of test the waters, and you don't really say what you really want to say. And at some point in the show, Bethany pointed out, well, wait a minute, I invited them here to tell what men actually think and feel on this subject. And she said, and I recognized that women were reacting. They were furious at the reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kept rewinding the show, listening to this, and I realized something that was very apparent, and it's in this conversation, was that the men were telling their exact truth. And one man hosted a site where he had incredible knowledge about infidelity, because he had the biggest website for infidelity in the entire world. And he starts spitting out facts that were not part of the mainstream. And he said, I will show you step by step, if you're willing to listen, what to look for in your marriage. What I kept looping back and playing over that segment of her show, and it hit me. Almost every woman in there was wanted answers but did not want to hear the truth. They wanted you to tell them the story of what they dreamt of as little girls playing house. A lot of women stay in that place. Now, here's the other perspective. There's women who want to be married to men who are spiritually attuned, and they themselves are disconnected from the womb. And men who are spiritually attuned, whether they have a language or not, will never, ever marry or have sex with a woman who's disconnected from the womb, because it messes up their state of being, it throws the equilibrium off, and it creates bad energy to come towards them. So the last thing I want to say or interject into the conversation for the lady who called in is to do your spiritual work. You put out two platitudes, but there's spiritual work to get there, and those women need to dig in. They need to be in relationship with sacred women who would teach them to align themselves up as women, not as products, which is what happens with American women. And most American women either don't know it or they ignore it. But when I was living outside of the country, I heard this so many times. But one of the goals of men from other countries was to bed American women, because more likely than not, you will find amongst their mistresses more than you will find women who were trained to be wives. And so it's a lot to say. I would really like to be in the audience of men and women, because it's something that has to be given, because if we don't impart the depths of what it means to attract what you need, look at our grandchildren, how they're going to be living.
Yeah, I'm so with you. I am so with you. You just triggered so much in me. Thank you, Don Wolf. I felt you at the beginning of the show, and I said, I just wait. And I was like, well, I'm just going to have something to say. Let me go to him. Something to say, wait. So, yes, thank you. So true. Really, I did. And I didn't say, wait. And then you came in voluntarily. And it's beautiful when that happens, for me anyway.
thank you, my brother.
Yes, yes, yes. And then we're going to go to a woman. I want to hear a woman's perspective. But I want to say something real quick about what Don Wolf brought up, and especially on social media. If there's a post or writing about a man, a real man has to learn how to treat a woman and meet her, serve her hands, whatever, you know, all this stuff that people write about what a real man is. I wonder, a real man, what's that? But anyway, you see a lot of people saying, yeah, I know that's right. Yeah, you better teach them, especially if it was written by a guy. Yeah, I need a man like you. You're right. But if the contents gets flipped, and it becomes a woman needs to know how to treat a man and make him happy. Well, he got to make me happy too. Why do we have to? It's like, come on. Ah. And the thing is, too many females are angry, upset, and there isn't a platform to do the healing, as Don Wolf was saying. So it's like they do buy into the dream. They buy into the BS as the solution to the pain, which just makes it even more painful. Let's go to Motherwit Valerie. I don't know why I do that, but I can't help it because she has such a very soft voice. I think it's a Taurus thing. I don't know. Another Taurus sister. Hey, Motherwit, how are you doing?
Hey, Ade. This show is so on point. It's so on point. And listening to you two spiritual men espouse about and what a woman feels is thirst, I had to call in. So, I put some things up in the chat room, and I see a couple of people have put it agreeing. But I want to put it out there to your listening audience as well, that in order for your female listener, she really needs to get into a relationship with herself. What she is thirsty for, she's not going to find in somebody else. She has to find it in herself first. And she's just going to keep chasing and chasing and chasing until she realizes that she is complete within herself. Because if you're looking for somebody to complete you, it's not going to happen, because you were born complete. You were created complete. Mm-hmm. The thought that gave you essence is complete. Mm-hmm. You have to go within mm-hmm. yourself. You have to stop chasing and sit down and be still and really go deeply within to see what it is you are thirsty for. Just to say you're mm-hmm. thirsty, I need a man, I'm thirsty. Like you said, there are so many men out there who are will be willing to quench that thirst. And it takes no more than you being female.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the point. And you're playing yourself very cheap by just saying, I'm thirsty, I'm thirsty, I'm thirsty, I'm thirsty. What are you thirsty for? What will that thirst quench? Where did that thirst come from? What is it a symptom of? What are you lacking within you that needs to be medicated and fed and explored and expanded upon?
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I just wanted to say that when you chase, it's an admission of your doubt in yourself for being lovable, for being worthy of love. And I'm saying this from a place where I know because I've chased a couple of men in my life. And I had to sit back and say, whoa, what am I doing? Why am I chasing that person? I'm lovable. I'm me. I'm divine. I am a goddess. I don't have to chase no man. Come on. And I don't want no man chasing me. I want them to get to know me as I know myself, as being worthy, as being mother, as being daughter, as being woman. But I have to know myself in that way first before another man, before a man can tell me about me or complete me. If I don't have a whole picture of who I am, how are he going to come up with some stuff that ain't me? That's you. That's your expression of what a woman is. That's your opinion. That's your attachment, your life experiences. Those things aren't mine. Mine is unique. Mine is an expression that you won't come to from somebody else. You got to come to me for this expression. And you got to know that about yourself. You got to know that about yourself and stop chasing. Because when you chase, I'm going to tell you what you look like. You look like a dog chasing his tail, okay? You just go round and round and round and round and round, baby. And you don't get nowhere and you don't get nothing. So stop chasing and catch yourself. Catch yourself. And you'll catch whatever else you want.
No, that's right. Go ahead. Flip it to this. Thank you, Mother. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. Yes, yes. I still have a little bit more to say about that question. Well, thoughts that were generated by a Mother Wit and Don Wolf and the question itself. You know, I just love this thing called life. I mean, and I think, you know, what Don Wolf is saying, what Mother Wit is saying, what I'm saying is, we've got to be truthful with ourselves because the truth is we, for the most part, commercials, movies, I mean, I'm not gonna highlight any particular show. Sells bullshit. That's what it is. And if you're not clear, you start living a life based on somebody else's creativity. And you wonder why you're not fed. Ask, and it is given. Whatever thought, energy, whatever vibration you're putting out, you're going to attract it. Now, here's a simple truth. If you want a quick fix, tell the truth. If you want a quick fix, go ahead and get your thirst taken care of so you can focus on the business at hand. Or rather than fronting, you can taste it so bad, but I want man of my dream. There's so much confliction in that thinking. We got to tell ourselves some truth, and the truth is ugly. You know, Celeste, I'm going to come to you in a minute. We all individually, that's right, all of us, we need to just sit with ourselves and ask, if I really had the opportunity to say everything that I'm thinking when I'm thinking without editing, what would that experience be like? What would it be like for me? How would I show? Would I be nervous? Would I be scared? Most of the time we don't. We say what sounds good. We say what people want to hear. And when you are just saying what people want to hear, when you're trying to put on a certain kind of image, you will be in pain emotionally. What are you looking for? What are you looking with? Wow. That question. Thank you, Felicia, for stirring the pot. Because you speak for so many people. So, let's go ahead. You got some things you want to share? You want to share with the listeners, the archive listeners?
I do, because first of all, this show just went down south. I said the question was so hot for, you know, Mother Witt and Don Wolf and Life Coach Today jumping in. I'm like, oh, I got my church fan, and we all having church up ahead. Hey, look, we don't trip about whether you're Christian or not.
So
that is the experience.
I'm just finding out that the question of Mario, where somebody, it was actually a same-sex relationship, and they lost their job. See, it's like, it's beautiful, though. It's a great thing. When you create, what you create, you experience. What you create, you live. See, this is, they say, what is it, God is a just God or something, whatever the phrase is. It's like this universal power, this essence will serve you. It's like, how may I be of service? I'm looking for a place of availability. We have the choice to create our reality. So you can't create something hopefully. There is grace. But be responsible for your actions, for your thoughts, things you're doing. So when you become your own spiritual police, because I don't want to necessarily say police, but you know, I want to kind of soften it by saying your own spiritual police. And it doesn't mean, oh no, I can't think that. But just recognize, oh wow, you become your own. Well, yeah, there it is. Become a universal police. So you look at your life from a universal perspective, ancient wisdom, spiritual truth. Like this thought that I'm thinking, what I'm saying to this person, do I want this to come back to me? If we have an opportunity to clean up the mess, that's why the Christians will say that it doesn't matter if they don't believe in God, but if you know somebody and you're about to die and you ask for God's forgiveness, God will forgive you. And to many people, it's like, that don't make no sense. It's not about Christianity. It's about this power and presence. Once you atone within yourself, you open the door for love. Because when you open the door for love, it will cleanse you. Love rocks and love rules. Love is the only thing that is the most powerful energy in the universe. And when you open yourself up, it will rock you up. So now, this guy, Mario, and his partner, they both loved they lost their job, so they created some mess. Or we can just say they created something that they need to bring atonement to. Lady Felicia said, I'm thirsty, I want a man so bad I can taste it. And then she complains about men who say, huh, come on, let me quench your thirst. It's not just about sex. It's not just a relationship in life. What do you want? What do you want so bad that you can taste it? And it's coming from a place of desperation, but there's no spiritual foundation. And when you get what you want a house so bad, the people kind of make lies up. They get you a house, and before you know, there's a foreclosure because you wanted it so bad, but there was no spiritual foundation. That goes for all of us. So whatever you want, whatever you desire, what is your spiritual foundation? Is your foundation strong enough to withhold what you want to experience? Okay, so that's what you're going to say? So, where you go? Come back here. Don't run away. Let me go. Let me catch you on this one.
Well, if you pass,
don't run away.
Well, I was going to say, I'm so sorry, Mario. I thought I was reading a typo, but we respect same-sex relationships here. That's my bad. I just want to acknowledge that publicly. And today, would your answer be different since it wasn't heterosexual, but it was a same-sex relationship? Or would
the
you
same
stand
thing.
On
it
your answer? No, that's right.
Energy is energy. God is same-sex. God is all sex. Energy is energy. My conversation, my answer is coming from a place of spiritual awareness. And when you understand that energy is energy, it really doesn't matter. What you create, you get to live with. What you create, you get to clean up. There's grace, and you also have you have the free will to clean it up and to live with the consequences. And know that there is something good that wants to be expressed. See, people create mess in their lives and they're looking for quick fix, and then sometimes they pull from, you know, the same mindset that created the BS, and they find themselves caught up. You got to rise above. We're talking spiritual maturity. Everybody else would say to you, I don't understand it. Well, you don't have to understand it. Sometimes you don't even have to understand it for you to be healed, for you to create a new reality. Okay. Anything else you want to say, Celeste? Woo!
Y'all got me fine.
No.
Y'all don't care.
No, but I love it. And you're getting so much love in the chat room. There's somebody, Alexa said this show was better than TV.
That's cute.
It's better than TV.
That's right. That's right.
You know,
that's
because
right.
You know, you get the drama, but you get to apply the spiritual practice to it. You got people talking about that they're not thirsty. They haven't had sex for 8 years. They're just fine.
Don't say stuff like that, Celeste, because you know. But and I also want us to rise above and think where in your life, you know, there might be people not thirsty when it comes to sexual relationship, romantic relationship, but where in your life have you been? Where have you been approaching a life from a place of thirst, where you just, I want it so bad. That's what the show is about. What are you looking for? What are you looking for? Oh, there isn't enough. If I can just get that, I'd be okay. If I can just get this, I'd be okay. Or are you looking from a place no, there's always more? So Felicia's question is talking about looking for a mate, but if she knows there's so many men out there who will match her, but she's not vibrating the energy right now, so she's never going to attract them. So even if they're walking on the same street, by the time they get close, they're going to cross over because vibrationally they're out of sync. And that goes for all of us. If you're vibrationally out of sync with what you say you want, you will never know it, recognize it, be with it, connect with it. When you wake up feeling good and you're feeling gratitude and you meditate and you felt good about feeling good and you feel good about doing your spiritual work, everything's like, wow, oh, everybody's so happy. Or even if something happens that shifts you, you're like, okay, well, I'm glad I meditate. But you don't want to go have a headache. It looks like everybody just get up. God damn, what's going on? You create your reality. Anyway, Celeste, thank you.
My pleasure. Good to the last drop of the day. Look at your clock.
Let me get up here. I don't think we've had a question that's done this like this before. It's all good. And if you're thirsty, go ahead and quench your thirst. But also recognize, be aware that whatever you use to quench your thirst is your choice. But you must wake up. You must rise above. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God. Rise above. Be love. Rise above. Be true to yourself. Rise above and allow yourself to be loved. It's time to wake up. It's time to be in the world, but not of the world. It takes work, but it's the best work you will ever do. It will make your life worthwhile. Mitan with David Pramal. David Pramal, mitan.com is their website. Tomorrow's show, Love Rocks and Love Rules. Or Love Rules, Love Rocks. Love will rock your world because it rules all the time. I'm out of here. See you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thank you, thank you, thank you for a wonderful show. I'm so grateful. Peace and blessings. Oh,
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.